Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens. Okay, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au. Okay.
I thought it was my phone.
this wonderful computer age we live in.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay, you there, Sheridan?
I'm right here, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Now, what is this about Lamington milkshakes?
I know, can you believe it? Look, I heard about it because it's Healthy Bones Week this week. And Healthy Bones Week.
Healthy Bones Week.
Yes.
Okay.
And as you know, milk is the richest dietary source of calcium, which is very important for healthy bones. And some of the cafes in both Sydney and Melbourne are promoting different styles of milkshakes, one of which is a Lamington milkshake. It's actually a cafe in Melbourne. And they're making it with a scoop of chocolate ice cream, a tablespoon of raspberry syrup, 3/4 of a cup of milk, and some desiccated coconut. I haven't tried it. I must admit it sounds a bit sweet for me, but there are some other very interesting ideas, like a rhubarb crumble milkshake, a peanut brittle one, which is made with vanilla ice cream, peanut butter syrup and milk. The rhubarb crumble is made with rhubarb syrup, vanilla ice cream, milk, and shortbread biscuits. Oh, my God. Can't be too good for you, really, but at least it's getting the milk into you, and that's the idea for Healthy Bones Week. Of course, it's also important to do exercise, walking and do Pilates and things like that to keep your bones good and strong. And some of the cafes in Sydney, there's one in Chippendale, Cafe Julia, which is in Abercrombie Street. They're making Milo milkshakes all week, so you might like to go along and try those out.
Milo milkshakes. Goodness me. Now, what is this cupcake dog picture you showed me?
Oh, okay. Now, look, he was sitting outside Woolworths at Neutral Bay on Saturday, and he had a lovely cupcake on top of his head. I mean, not a real one. It had been cut out and made actually by an architecture student, a beautiful brown Labrador dog with lovely sleepy eyes. And he was sitting there, and the women next to him had a whole range of cupcakes for sale, many of which looked like dogs. The children had sort of designed them like dogs. And they were to promote or to fundraise for the RSPCA, which actually was all over the weekend, but yesterday. And I had a look on their website, and they've already raised $294,000, which is fantastic. So
yes.
It was Fight Animal Cruelty Cupcake Day yesterday.
Wonderful.
And ties in with the whole month of August. The Red Cross is having a big cake bake-off all through the month, and next Monday that sort of comes to its climax. People win money for how much money they've raised from baking cakes throughout the nation.
People are doing some wonderful things, aren't they?
Yeah. Indeed.
Now, do you have a recipe for us?
Well, I do, and it involves milk, but it's also quite an unusual recipe. It's not a Lamington milkshake recipe, though. It's a very famous one from Bologna in Italy, which is the capital of Emilia-Romagna and very well known for its traditional cuisine. And this is a loin of pork which is cooked in milk. You need about 2 to 3 cups of milk, and you use the shoulder or the end of the loin, not the middle part, because that can get quite dry. And you brown it in oil and butter first, and you can add a few sage leaves and garlic and a bit of lemon rind. And then pour the hot milk into it and cook it for about 2 hours until it's tender. Take it out and let the milk sort of clot in the bottom. It begins to look like caramelised cottage cheese. And you slice the meat really thinly and spoon these lovely clots of milk over the top. It's absolutely delicious.
Wow, I don't believe that, but
yeah.
There you are. Okay.
It's a very traditional bolognese dish from Italy.
It's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.